Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, und es sagt es Peya, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Imagine you're looking down at a field, and what do you see? You see olive trees, and in between the olive trees, there are square patches of tefuah. That's how this farmer plants his field. A square of tefuah, and there are olive trees, another square of tefuah. So we have malbenois ha-tefuah, these like square rows of tefuah, shebein ha-zeisim, that are planted between olive trees. The word malbein really means a mold for a brick. But we're borrowing the word because it's a way of saying it was square. The Beshami say that each square patch over here is its own field. And therefore, the Beshami say, Peya mikol echad ve'echad. We'll have to give peya from each and every one. Whereas the Beis Hillel say, no. Me echad ala koil. He has to leave peya from one of these squares for all of them. It's all called one field. Umoidim, both the Beshami and the Beis Hillel would be moidim, both would agree. Shemay roshei shuras me'oyravim. If the roshei shuras, that means the edges of the rows, mi'uravim, that means they were connected, right? And you say someone is me'urav ben abriyas, that means people like him, he's connected with people. So if the edges of the rows were connected, that means each square was connected somewhere, at some point, to the square that's next to it. If that's the case, everybody would agree, even the Beis Shammai, that it's one field. He would give peya from one square for all of them. Now the Batanura explains, the machloikis between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel is really in a very specific case. Why did this farmer plant it this way, in boxes, in squares? If he could have made it one field, but he decided to do it this way for whatever reason, in other words, the trees are widely spaced. He didn't have to make such small little fields, but he had a reason to do it this way. So hakolmoidim, they're separate fields. Separate fields means you have to take peya from each one. Both the Bishami and the Basil would furthermore agree that if he had no choice, if the trees were so close to each other, this was the only way he could plant a tour. So Betzim, he would like it to be one field of tour instead of patch, patch, patch. But he had no choice. Both Bishami and Basil would be Maida? No, then it's one field. Wait a second, so when do they argue? When do the Beis Shammai say that each field is considered separate and you have to give peya from each? And when would the Beis Hillel say in that very same case you can still give one for everything? The answer is, it's where the space between each tree is exactly a certain measurement. And that would be 10 trees for every base saw. So Mefarshim explained that this would come out to be 18.25 amos between the 10 trees that's in a field that's as big as a beis saw, meaning 50 amos by 50 amos. If they were more spaced than that, so we say there should have been one big field, he decided to do it little fields, they're all little fields. If it was less than that, we say, it should be one big field. He just had no choice. It's how he had to do it. So it's all one field. It's not all little fields. But the machloikis is only in this measurement. We have 10 trees in a beis saw. Here's where the Beis Shammai say, you have to give peya from each one, and the Beis Hillel say, one for all.